Recognized internationally as a conductor of the highest caliber, Stéphane Deneuve has won praise from audiences and critics alike for his performances and programming. With the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, he's performed at the BBC Proms, Edinburgh International Festival, and at many other celebrated venues throughout Europe.
Our old friend, Maestro Deneuve, enjoys close relationships with many of the world's leading solo artists, and is also a conductor of opera, having worked at the Royal Opera House, La Scala, Netherlands Opera, Cincinnati Opera, and many other phenomenal companies around the world.
We spoke with him on Friday morning his conducting the Philadelphia Orchestra's Cirque de la Symphonie at SPAC, and we said, hey, you want to hang out with us at Tanglewood? Because you're going to be making your Tanglewood debut, and we would like to talk to you about it. And he said, yes, I will be there, and here he is, and it's a pleasure to have you.
Good morning. How could I refuse to speak with you?
Well, I have to say, when we saw you at SPAC on Friday, we said, oh, we're going to see you on Tuesday. And you said, my Tanglewood debut.
Yes.
And so that means something to you.
Of course. It's incredible. And what was already my debut was the last 24 hours where I met, Mr. Maestro Mazel, Maestro Dornani, Yefim Brofman, Jean-Yves Thibaudet. And discovering this amazing place and the atmosphere here, the sophistication of the audience. It's really amazing. And yes, today is the day for me. I will conduct Firebird tonight for the parade.
And how have you prepared for such a debut?
I tried to sleep yesterday, actually, which was not so easy because I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I have a kind of childish excitement to be here. And just now, actually, I saw those photos here in the corridor with Monte, Munch, Bernstein, all those people together, Kusevitsky, obviously. And, you really feel history here. So, yes, there is something on your shoulders, but I'm lucky I have big shoulders.
Mm. And to be a part of such an incredible program with wonderful maestros and really a chance for all of the many facets of Tanglewood to show off, that to be a part of that, it seems very fun.
It's very fun. I heard that this day is amazing, and I'll try to make the best of it and hang around in the afternoon because there are thousands of people apparently here, and a lot of things happen all the time. And I'm very moved as well to meet again John Williams because I adore his music. I met him once in LA before, and he's such a nice man, just an lovely person, and I'm very, very excited to share the stage. There is a small anecdote which is funny. I will conduct Firebird today, and Maestro Dornani will conduct Egmont Ouverture. It happens that I already shared the stage in my life with Firebird and Maestro Dornani. Long time ago, you were not born. I was.
Trust me, I was born.
I bet he was.
I was conducting actually the backstage music when Maestro Dornani conducted Firebird with the Orchestre de Paris, and so it's very strange to see him again. And it was funny because it was many years ago, and I said, "Do you remember?" He said, "No," which is good news. It means that you did well the backstage music.
We had an awful lot of people asking me about you when they heard you from SPAC. I wonder, how do you handle all of that incredibly wild enthusiasm for your abilities? You're a rock star.
No, I do love music. That's the only way you can indeed carry energy and passion. It's just loving what you do. And what a privilege. My entire life is a bonus, I have to say. I was supposed to be my father was a construction builder, and I was supposed to just do that as my grandfather did and my great grandfather did. So imagine for me to escape this scheme of life, become a pianist first, a conductor, and to visit the world, to do all of that. I just, feel that everything is a bonus in my life.
And how did Papa and Grandpa and all feel about their offspring doing this incredible work? I mean, did they say it'll never last? I mean, what happened?
Well, my grandfather passed away a long time ago, but yeah. I know he was a bit troubled when he saw me playing the piano. He thought I was a bit too delicate for a man. But anyway, and my father is very proud, my mother too, actually. They don't really maybe realize exactly the life they're not traveling a lot, but they are very proud, so I'm happy for them.
That's great.
When you At what point did you say, okay, you know, because right now you're traveling around. You go to all these different orchestras. You do all of these different projects. Is there a point do you see in your life where you say, you know what, I just want to find an orchestra. I want to find a city, and I want to just stay there.
You have no idea how much you put your finger on the exact right thing right now, because I am married. I have a lovely little daughter with 4 and a half. And yes, I enjoy so much to travel, but there is only one reason for me to reduce that, is indeed the family time. And I'm very lucky because right now they travel a lot with me, which is fantastic. But very soon when she enters school, that won't be the case. So yes, I definitely would like to maybe settle down a bit more and be more faithful to one orchestra.
And how far in advance are you scheduled?
Oh, yes. Well, I have opera project in 15-16, so we are 9-12. So yes, about 3-4 years in advance, yes.
Wow.
I mean, my two next seasons are full.
And you have an agent who does all this and does all this work?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I have an agent in London, and
does he have carte blanche, or do you ever say to him or her, "Don't you ever do that again"?
Carte blanche, French expression. Bravo. Well, you know, it's a mix. It's a mix. You know, they propose things to do. I have to say that I feel very lucky. I have great agents, by the way, in IMG London, and they let me decide a lot of things. So, so yes, the problem is that then I'm responsible for myself, and I have to blame myself when I book myself too much.
Is there a dream orchestra? I mean, is there a dream? You don't even have to tell us who it is, but is there a dream job out there that you said, oh, okay, if I'm going to settle down and I'm going to settle somewhere, this would be the place. I could see myself there.
I would lie not to say that, yes, there is a one.
Is it the BSO?
Tell me one conductor in this world who would refuse to make music regularly with such musician.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's the answer.
And you look at and how much of it is timing. You know, you think of this in politics where somebody says, "Oh, I want to run for president, but you know, the timing's not right because this person's in and that person's in. I got to wait till this party moves on." How much of that is okay? I'm ready to now make this move and sit down and be with an orchestra.
Well, I mean, it depends the way you look at life. I mean, I do believe sometimes the star aligned, and that should be like that. You should have this kind of, you know, obviousness feeling about it. But yes, you're very right. It's all about timing. And the only thing is, you know, I see my older colleague, like, you know, you just heard Maestro Mazel or Dornani. I mean, and I see the fire they have for music. You know, they really indeed, like they say before, you know, they have the torch. And I think, okay, you know what? Okay. Maybe the timing was not right this time, but, hopefully I'll be doing music, you know, 50 years more, maybe more. So, you know, I hope that will still come in the right time.
I meant to ask you this question when you mentioned it a moment ago, because on Friday when you were conducting at SPAC and you were conducting with the Cirque de la Symphonie, you were doing a mostly John Williams program. Mm. So when you get an opportunity to meet with Maestro Williams, do you talk shop? I mean, are there specific questions you want to ask?
Absolutely. Actually, I would like to ask him many questions. I don't want to bother him, but I have really some. I mean, I can give you one, for instance. I'm really in love with the E.T. music, and I would like to ask him today, actually, about, you know, there is one suite, and I think it should be possible to do a kind of symphony of it and rework, and I'm just curious to know, you know, what the projects are, and I want to speak more about Tintin, that you call Tintin here in America.
Tintin.
You know, what's going on for the... I don't know. I'll try to be respectful and not to bother him on a concert day. But yes, there are plenty of questions I have for him.
All right. Well, he's going to be with us at like 10:45. So if you want to stop by and like slip us questions, you're more than welcome to.
Or even ask him.
Yeah, just sit down and ask him. You'll be our guest. Guest interviewer.
With great pleasure.
Stéphane Deneuve makes his Tanglewood debut tonight as part of Tanglewood on Parade. It's going to be very exciting. To learn more, go to tanglewood.org. Tanglewood.org. The one thing, I just hope that you continue to come around so we always have the opportunity to talk to you, because you're just a delight.
You're so nice. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.